Okay, so I wanted to share with you the breaking news that no one is talking about, and that is over the last couple of days, video footage from an internal meeting at Disney. Disney, who makes everything from toys, TV shows, movies, fun at amusement parks, to you name it, games, among other things, that Disney. Who your children, I, along with many of you, grew up watching your entire life, from the Disney Channel to the movies to the feature family movies every Sunday night that used to be. Was it on ABC or CBS? I miss when that was like when we'd watch a movie as a family. One time a week, we'd get together and watch on ABC that Sunday night Disney movie. It was fun. It was for the family. Instead, we all watch movies separately on our own devices, completely isolated from any accountability and just assuming that all the content's okay. Well, why do I bring that up in part? Well, because you need to hear about this, what's happening coming out of Disney. A couple weeks ago, you may have heard, I shared with you that the Disney CEO, Bob Chapek, actually called and contacted Governor Ron DeSantis. Why did he contact the governor? Well, as you've probably heard, people are referring to a law that was officially signed into law this week by Governor DeSantis that would essentially protect kids ages 3 through 8 from hearing about LGBTQ ideology in the classroom. It would keep LGBTQ conversation out of kids' classroom for ages 3 through 8. That's pre-K through 3rd grade. So this was signed into law. This is a bill that was very controversial. Some people called it the Don't Say Gay Bill, as if this was bullying people who identify as anything having to do with the spectrum of LGBTQ. But instead, what this was about preserving parents' rights and making sure that LGBTQ conversation didn't occur within the classroom with kids age 3 to 8. Now, this bill barely, this law barely even scratches the surface of what should be done, but it's at least preserving kids age 3 to 8 from hearing a conversation that is profoundly sexualized. Now, what does this have to do with Disney? Well, the Disney CEO a few weeks ago, Bob Chapek, actually called, and this was confirmed, Governor Ron DeSantis' office, asking him to back down essentially from this bill, vocalizing his opposition to it. Now, since then, what this shows is that Disney's drawn a line in the sand. They actually scandalized me by this call because what they said is Disney, who we know is in the business for kids, Disney is in the business for sexualizing kids. Given that they want 3-year-olds to 8-year-olds to hear about the LGBTQ ideology. What is LGBTQ? It has to do with sexuality. Let's be clear here. That's why the curriculum implemented in my home state, from California to sweeping the nation, having to do with the LGBTQ agenda, whether it's so-called LGBTQ history or coloring books, all of it is sexualized and not age appropriate. It's scandalous. But then here's what happened this week. Videos were released showing that countless employees in Disney, and you see them firsthand speaking because they're on this video call, and the video call is all about their opposition and their goal as a company to see this law repealed. Why is Disney trying to see a law having to do with 3-year-olds to 8-year-olds repealed that has to do with parents' rights and making sure that conversation, essentially about inappropriate conversations about sex and sexual identity, don't occur in the classroom? Why is Disney doing this? Well, because it's been made very clear from writers to top-level executives at Disney. In this call, they share things such as one person working on the show, The Proud Family Remake, which I remember was a show when I was a kid and is being rebooted now. Well, one of the writers or the workers on that show was talking about how basically they're adding queerness anywhere she can. She said, basically adding queerness anywhere I could. She said she, wanted to do this when she came to Disney. People kind of warned her off, so she tried to do it, somewhat discreetly, but then no one made a big deal about it. And so she's been peppering in so-called queerness, that is two men kissing or two men women kissing, not just as background characters, but as leading characters right in front of your kids' eyes for little kids, 2-year-olds, 5-year-olds. Another said that they've been intentionally placing gender, quote, non-conforming characters in their content, from, again, little kids shows to movies. The Disney corporate president, Carrie Burke, actually commented saying he would like to see a minimum of 50% of the characters being LGBTQ or another minority. 50% of the characters having an adverse sexual lifestyle that is portrayed on television for your kids. We're talking about kids. And this is why, as an organization, as a company, Disney has the goal of seeing that law repealed that protects 3-year-olds to 8-year-olds. Let's be real. Let's tell the truth about the human person created intentionally, male and female, with a purpose, not meant to be reduced to our sexuality. This is so important to tell the truth to our kids and to push back against Disney's agenda.